I'm here with Steve Granger, IOSH's president, to talk about his recent work in America and the Caribbean on developing health and safety over there. Recently, the Centre for Safety and Health Sustainability launched in June. Steve, can you just let us know how that's been developing recently?
Yes, I was over there with the for the first board of directors meeting in New York, which coincided with a conference on sustainability. And it was really interesting because on the whole agenda, topics such as environmental issues, energy, sustainability and so on were talked about, but they seemed to be missing the trick on health and safety in a sustainable workforce. So we were really pleased to be able to introduce that to the agenda, and I think it's going to be moved forward in the future. I've been approached by a number of large organisations in America who want to know more about what we're planning to do on global performance measurement for health and safety and how this links to the sustainability agenda.
Brilliant. And moving on to the Caribbean branch, you attended the American Chamber of Commerce conference in Trinidad there. What was your message to delegates?
Okay, I was delivering a paper written by Jill Joyce from the technical services at IOSH, and I co-presented it with our branch chairman over there, Sydney Sears. The message was about competency in health and safety, and this was really timely because the Prime Minister of Trinidad opened the conference, and one of her key messages was that they were introducing a national competency framework for health and safety, not just in the health and safety professional world, but also for managers as well. So we're going to be looking very closely at how IOSH can work with the government in Trinidad and Tobago, and of course all the partner organisations like the International Labour Organization. The interesting thing is that Trinidad is leading the way at the moment in the Caribbean because it has a lot of the high-risk industries over there, oil, petrochemical and so on. But I can see that in the future, the other Caribbean nations will be looking for a model of excellence that they can actually roll out into non-high-risk activities. Obviously, the leisure and tourism trade, agriculture industries and so on out there. So I think that if we can help to establish a presence of IOSH not only in Trinidad but also across the Caribbean, it's going to be really useful and help our membership grow over there.
And really briefly as well, that is something that IOSH is looking to do, infiltrate more into other islands in the Caribbean. You've also done some work into that recently.
Yeah, on my last trip over there, I went to Bermuda and I met with a number of the government agencies and a number of the employers and employees representatives, and again they're very interested to see what IOSH can do for them and how we can actually help them achieve what their targets are.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.